ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
A friend of mine has a predicament I want to relay to you guys and see if you've ever been in this situation or see if you can help.
Okay.
Because both of us are kind of stuck on what to do about it. But my friend has somebody in her life who really, really doesn't like her.
Okay.
Can't stand her for personal reasons and has sort of made it their mission to trash her. Right?
Really? Okay.
Trash her reputation, talk badly about her to anybody that will listen. Like, just somebody that's just got this vendetta against her.
And she's not 17.
And yeah. No, exactly.
And what high school does she go
yeah.
to?
No, and she's an adult. And so she doesn't really have angst towards this person. Mm-hmm. She's kind of like really let it go and been like, well, that's their problem.
Right.
But mm-hmm. this person won't stop being... trying to aggravate all kinds of personal situations, get in between friendships, mm-hmm. and it's even affecting work relationships because this person works not directly in her office, but mm-hmm. in with an event mm-hmm. connected to her work.
So and this is just a friend. This is not somebody that there's a past with this person on a romantic level or anything like that.
No, it's not an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend or anything like that.
It's just a random person.
It is a person that was formerly in her friend group, mm-hmm. and they're not friends anymore.
Wow.
There was a falling out, and it was years ago mm-hmm. that the falling out all happened. But this person is still really, really mean to her, to everyone that they know mutually in common, and just really sort of... takes a shot at her every chance that this person gets.
See, the difference between adulthood and high school is high school, I mean, this does sound so much like high school.
It does.
And in adulthood, there is legal things called restraining order.
Yeah.
I mean, because it sounds like it's harassing, you know, because if it's affecting that friend's life,
yes.
then this person is actually harassing them.
Right.
And indirectly.
So her question is, like, how does she get this hateful person out of her life completely? Like, mm-hmm.
I would assume that she's already completely ignoring.
She does.
Okay.
Absolutely, completely ignores it. Like, won't give that person the time of day. Like, no response to any sort of, you know, emails that come forward but it's affecting friendships around her mm-hmm. and it's affecting work relationships because she does have to be in the same room with this person mm-hmm. for a certain event mm-hmm. that's going on. And mm-hmm. so she's trying to figure out how does she handle herself when she has to be in the room with this person who's always so hateful.
And oddly obsessed with her.
About her, you know? Behind her back, and really hateful to not only her friends, but coworkers. And like, she's like, so how do I handle it?
Yeah.
So,
years
Kiki.
Years ago, odd.
Welcome to the Bird Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you, Kiki?
I'm good, even though I still haven't gotten my Texas yet.
Oh, you call for Alicia Uh-oh. Keys, right?
Yeah,
all right.
But I do have a suggestion for her.
Yeah.
I just recently went through the exact same thing with a friend. Like, I thought we were, like, really, really, really close.
Uh-huh.
And before, you know, I was putting it off. I was like, I'm going to be the adult about it. I'm just going to leave it alone until it got to the point where it started messing up my relationship with my fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Then I snapped.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did the high school thing. I brought up, you know, real dirt about her.
Mm-hmm.
And she has left me alone.
So you fought fire with fire.
I had to because, like, it was just lies and lies that she started telling everybody, friends of friends. And once it got to my fiancé and, you know, he was upset about it, you know, even though he knew it wasn't true,
mm-hmm.
I brought out her dirty little secrets. And I've heard nothing else.
So wait, you brought them out to your fiance or to her?
I brought them out to her boyfriend and her baby's daddy and to her mom and to friends of friends. I did exactly what she did to me.
Okay. Dang. Okay.
Would you guys
fight fire with fire is what you said.
Yeah.
Would you guys, and Kiki, you can answer this too, and Wendy and Melissa and Jen, for women, or actually no, for any relationship, I would almost think it's harder to have a friendship go bad than a romantic relationship go bad. Because with a romantic relationship, you can declare, you know, whatever, Wendy and I are dating, now we hate each other. I'm allowed to publicly say, Wendy drives me nuts.
And
she can say the same about
me. And everybody understands, and then the relationship just, it kind of over years, like you said, over time, it just kind of fades away. Nobody cares anymore.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But for this to
it's harder when it's a friendship because you're like, wow, I really thought this person was my friend. We've been through it through everything. She's been by my side through everything that I've gone through. And then it's just like, out of nowhere, you know, you started talking mess about me and for what reason? And my thing is, she was jealous because of me and my fiance's relationship with my daughter. And I'm like, it's not always peaches and cream. What you see is not always that pretty. You're never at home with us when the door's closed.
Well, I just think, too, that my friend is considering going to her bosses and considering trying to say, like, this is affecting my work situation. Like, what would she do? Would she file, like, an official human resources complaint?
I would.
Well, because it's not like this person has like attacked her, but it's like verbal harassment through other people. Does that make sense?
Who and when you get to work,
it like creates
that's
a hostile
serious.
Environment.
And that's, I mean, when it comes to work, I mean, when it comes to your personal life, I mean, that's emotionally draining. But when it comes to work, I mean, that's when, like I said earlier, as an adult, you can actually file things against people, you know, like you couldn't in high school.
Hey, Terry, welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah. All she has to do is get a restraining order. I went through this for 2 years with my crazy ex-husband. He was sending nasty emails to me, to my friends, making obliged phone calls. I started saving the voicemails. I put all the nasty voicemails on a CD. I had my friend send me a copy of the nasty emails that he sent, as well as the ones he sent to me, took them all to court, got a restraining order. No problem.
And then that stopped him?
Me, my friends, anybody else. So rather than fight fire with fire, keep your mouth shut, save all your crap, and take her to court.
I do like the save all the stuff, like document everything that somebody brings back to the friend. If the friend sees any emails or anything, I would keep that as well. But I wonder, has anyone ever put a restraining order out on an ex-friend? Because she did it to an ex-husband. It's like Jeff said, well, that makes sense. Everybody understands that.
Right, that makes sense. And like a court of law would be like, okay, what's an ex-husband? Whatever, whatever. But this is an ex-friend.
Here's an HR person.
Okay.
Perfect.
And before we talk to, is it Catherine?
Yes.
All right, before we talk to Catherine, in the hierarchy of the organization, who is more valuable, your friend or the person attacking your friend?
To that work environment?
I think to that work environment, it's my friend, who's the most valuable to the company.
Okay. Catherine, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a human resources manager, and I would say absolutely she should go and file a complaint, especially since it's affecting her work and could possibly affect her work performance. She should absolutely go and file a complaint.
Does it make her complaint more valid if she has witnesses to, like if it, instead of it being she said and that person says, could it be like if another person at that work environment heard something that person said that was mean, should that person go to the HR?
Yeah, it does help if you have witnesses because the he said, she said really is tough to handle as an HR, but it does help if you have witnesses, definitely.
And what's the official complaint? Like that person's creating a hostile work environment?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
That's a great
idea. Yep.
Thank you for the call, Catherine.
That's good.
Bye.
That's just so juvenile. I mean, it's
really juvenile. And it's like my friend doesn't understand it. She's like, it was so long ago. Like, let it go. I don't have any hard feelings towards you. Like, just leave me alone. Like, get out of my life and go away. And she keeps like trying to behave in this way. But she's like, it just won't. Nothing changes it. It just continues and it persists. And it's this hateful, mean behavior. And it's like, how do you cut somebody out of your life that's that obsessed with being hateful towards you.
Because in high school, you're forced to be in class together.
Right.
In adult life, you surround yourself with people you can get along with, and that's just like the fat that needs to be cut out.
It is really odd with friendships that end as adults because you're not allowed to say I don't like that person anymore.
No.
Like if Melissa and I had a falling out, I'm not allowed to declare, you know, I don't like her.
Up.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going
right.
home.
You just can't do that. And you know what? You should be able to do that
yes.
as an adult.
Yes.
You should be
yes.
able to declare anyone you want. You should be able to announce they're
we
not
are
my
friend.
You're not my friend anymore.
Don't come to my house ever again.
Melissa Carter, get out of my house.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.